Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Everyone, welcome to today's live cast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. It is October 21st, 2013, but no matter when or where you are listening to the show, it will be relevant and hopefully very inspiring for you. As I was listening to the start of the show, it was off on my side, so I hope you are hearing this clearly. I'm just going to act as if and pretend that everything is happening perfectly. It is Mercury retrograde, so technology and communications could be giving us a little jolt, but we can rise above it and still be awesome regardless. That is one of my guiding theories. Today's show is all about consciousness and authenticity, and this is so important right now. It's critical. It's crucial. It could be why you are even some parts of your life that need to change because it does not match up with your authentic energy. Your consciousness could be rising to the point where you see the disconnect in your life. You see where things are not matching up, and you're ready for that to make those changes. I'm going to talk more about that throughout this show to give you some inspiring perspectives and also to validate some things that you may be feeling or experiencing. I'm also going to talk about healthy ways to express yourself and to be authentic, and those not so healthy ways that we can unconsciously fall into. If you've been listening to the show, you've probably heard some of my recent bonus episodes about astrology energy. Those shows are still highly relevant, so I invite you to check those out. You can find them on the Blog Talk Radio show page. They are also all available on iTunes, where you can download and listen on your phone, any of your iTunes devices. That's one of the great things about this program is it's reaching people all over the globe, and it's free. That's important to me, to just share so much with you for free. If you're new to the program, welcome. Thank you for being here. The way I have this set up is that I try and make the most of your time. We're all busy right now. We all have so much going on, and there's a lot of stimuli everywhere. So I'm going to make the most of this time so that you enjoy it and find a lot of value in it. I am an author, an intuitive, an astrologer. You can find out more about me on ConsciousCoolChic.com. That's also where my recent best-selling book is described. The book has received amazing 5-star reviews. Thank you, thank you. And there are more books to come. So get on that email list and you will get those updates first and foremost, as well as some special deals, because we all like deals, right? So let's just dive into this topic, consciousness and authenticity. The thing about consciousness is that when we expand our consciousness, you usually can't go back to a lower state of consciousness. You become more aware of energy in your life. You become more aware of your own patterns, thoughts, your own unconscious programming that might loop around in your head. You become aware of the patterns in relationships within yourself that are showing up in relationships. Consciousness is the expansion of understanding who you are as a soul at your prime love-based energy source. And as you grow in that understanding, you start to love yourself more. You see yourself more. But we each do this in our own ways, our own timelines, our own methods, our own pace. Which means that as you are growing and learning and understanding yourself more, it's very likely that most people in your life are not. Perhaps they are not interested. They don't have any idea of what this stuff is. It's not part of their path. It's not part of their anything, right? And so you come up into these situations where you are more aware of yourself than ever before and your gifts and your talents and what you want to do next. And then you find places in your life that don't match that. Perhaps these areas challenge you. You receive pushback of some sort, whether energetic pushback or verbal or communication pushback. You find yourself in situations that make you uncomfortable. If you are an empath or a highly sensitive person, this affects you more, and it's important to honor yourself for your empathic on highly sensitive energies. I recommend a few books out there. There's one called HSP, and I believe the author's name is Eileen something. I'm sorry, I forget her last name, but if you Google it, you'll find it on Amazon or any other place where you get your books. Beautiful book for highly sensitive people. I also recommend Irma K. Sawyer's book, Aquarian Empath, and her other writings that combine empathic understanding with a spiritual perspective. There's a lot of great books out there, but what I'm getting at is that when you are becoming more tuned in of your own energy source, there's a part of you that can't hide it, right? You feel like I have to share this with the world. I have to be myself, and I need to say certain things. And this is where we can come up against our own fears of being judged, our own fears of disturbing relationships or rocking the boat. This is where we could feel nervous because there could be karmic relationships here where you've played a role for somebody for lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes, and now you are changing your role, and you're doing so powerfully and a very self-honoring place, right? You understand that part of your soul growth is to change the dynamic of this relationship. I remember growing up, my mom would describe this as you're dancing with somebody, dancing, choose a dance, any dance, and all of a sudden, you change your dance moves. And that person, hey, wait, we were doing the jive, and now all of a sudden, you're doing the tango. What are you doing? And they might not want to do the tango with you. They might not want to explore new dance moves. They might throw a fit and walk off. And you've just changed the dance, right? Consciousness moves you forward in that way when you raise your consciousness. And when you start to honor more of yourself, you feel, and I can attest to this, an inner commitment to yourself like nothing you've experienced before. It's that part of you that says, I am not going to deny who I am. I am not going to hold back who I am. I am going to go for it because I see the big perspective here. I see that I chose these life themes and lessons in order to know myself better, and I am going to continue on my path. I'm going to honor my energy, honor my choices, honor my dance moves, and I'm going to allow others that same respect. And so you find people who, again, who push back, who don't get it, who don't hear you, who look at you with these expressions of, you know, it's like you're speaking Russian to them and they only know English. There's just this huge disconnect. But this is the time and for these areas, this is the time to do it. This is the time to be more authentically you than ever before. It's important to know as well that chances are you are a leader in this energy. You are guiding people forward. However, as I say that, do not turn around and look to see who's seeing you. That's not the point. The point isn't to see that other people are following you. The point is to do what you need to do regardless. The point is to move forward and follow the energies that are correct for you. And as we do this, we find new people that we resonate with. We find new friends, new connections, new opportunities. Now, as I say this, this is where things can get a little murky because it's important to authentically honor your energy and to honor yourself as a creator, an individual with unlimited powers who is creating their experience. And I personally have a tendency to get very excited about things, especially new things. I have a lot of passion and enthusiasm, and I get pumped up to do something. And when we're in that state, if you can relate, when we're in that state of something new, we get so excited about this new world we're in that we might unconsciously also be playing it safe. Now, what do I mean by that? You might be aware, and this is, I'm going into how you might be exhibiting not so healthy authenticity choices. Be aware of if you are copying somebody, if you're trying to walk exact in their footprint, if you are playing it safe instead of allowing yourself to create. Any person who's new to a certain area of study, of interest, a hobby, it's normal to look to others for guidance, for how to do things, for how it's done. But, you know, we're kind of past that. We're in a place now where however you want to do something is exactly right and exactly perfect for you. And you could be limiting yourself, unconsciously limiting yourself by following exactly in someone's footprints. You know, I had an experience a year ago where this woman was, I was walking through this awkward terrain and I had on good boots, sensible shoes, and she was wearing these high heels. And I would take a step forward and then another step forward, and she was looking exactly in my footsteps to play it safe. It was like standing in my energy. It was too close for comfort. It was awkward. I walked faster in order to move through that terrain so that I didn't have somebody literally right at my back. That was an unconscious use of my energy to play it safe. And as we do our own spiritual work and we open up to our own gifts, we need to be strong in following our footprints, in following our own. You'll put a new footprint down that's never been there before. Follow your inspiration. You know, the other thing about this person who was literally using my energy is that she was unconsciously not only limiting herself, but denying her authenticity, like denying that she could have found a better path for herself. There isn't only one path right now. There are unlimited ways of doing things. So this is something that we continually need to check in with for ourselves. Another not so healthy way that we unconsciously deny our authenticity, but we follow other people's formulas or patterns. We say, if they are doing it this way, I'm going to do it exactly that way too. I know another woman who's this, who simply just follows the pack, right? It's, she plays it safe and then what other people are doing and just says, well, we'll just copy the programming. We'll copy the patterns of this person and we will therefore get the same results. So, for example, if they step right, then we'll just take a step right. They take a step left, we'll take a step left. It's like someone who's always copying your dance moves instead of doing their own dance moves, which could be amazing and awesome, but they're choosing to play it safe. Now, here's the thing, is that every energy exists on this planet. It is normal for people to copy dance moves, right? It's normal for people to do exactly what someone successful has done. Think about it in your industry. Think about how we learn. We learn because people share with us what they did, and then we follow. That's quite normal. It's also a third dimensional experience. That's not playing it safe. It's staying in like boundaries and what is known. It's keeping a lid on a certain perception of control. But now that there is such more consciousness on the planet, there is more light, there are higher vibes, there are new levels of personal awareness. It's like the handcuffs are off. You don't need to be chained back. You don't need to go back. You don't need to play it safe and only follow what other people are doing. That is necessary to a certain point, and I'm not saying it's all bad, but what I want to encourage is that now is the time to truly be your own energy, to honor your own imprints, your own coding, your own gifts and your talents. It's one of the reasons why I love being an astrologer, because I have seen hundreds and hundreds of charts, thousands of charts. They're never the same. They can't be the same. Even twins. Twins don't have the same astrology chart. They came into the world at a different point in time. Even if it's a mere 4 minutes, still a different astrology chart. So as I look at these different astrology charts and I see the different energies that a soul chose to work with in this lifetime, I am able to support and cheer you on for what you are here to contribute, what you are here to learn, the energies and the themes you're working with, the validation and the acknowledgement. I've said it before that I'm a confidant for so many of my clients because they're going through many personal things right now, and they don't have somebody in their lives to open up and share this stuff with. I'm a safe harbor. I'm the person who says, I get it, and this is what you're learning. And, you know that for your own peace of mind, and it helps you get an idea of where you are on your journey, and it supports you in doing what is best for you. Astrology is a great tool for this. There's many others. Whatever you're drawn to, any type of tool or knowledge or belief system that supports your authenticity is going to take you very far right now because it's needed on the planet. It's supported. However, if you're unconsciously holding back your energy, denying your authenticity, you are creating another experience for yourself. And it's not bad. The good or bad person is a very 3D, third dimensional definition of experiences. There is no good and bad. It's all energy. So if you are playing it safe for some reason in whatever areas right now, and that could be very wise, but keep in mind that that's a separate energy. And it's not the fullest demonstration or use of your own energy. Being authentic is a risk because there's nobody else like you. There's nobody else doing what you're doing. If you're looking around for that, you're not going to find it. You're going to find others who are doing something similar. You're going to find others who are successful in something you want to do. You will find others who are probably not successful you want to do. There is a continuum of examples for every energy. But there's no example for your energy. So stop looking for that. There are days we need encouragement, we need support, we need a cheerleader. Yes, yes, yes. We all have that need at times. It's normal. But I think it's really important to remind yourself that your journey is your own. Your authenticity is your own. Your energy is your own. There won't be other people who see everything exactly like you. One of the main energetic shifts we're making right now is a return to self-validation, founded and rooted in self-worth and self-love. It's that part of you knows you're in control of your life, you're in control of your journey, regardless of any crazy relationship things going on or uncertainty in your career or a health concern or, you know, all of these areas you are powerful in, you are in control of. And this is a time of ownership around that. And when we start to own things, it can feel kind of crappy. It really can. And I, you know, I'm very honest with you. I'm not going to cover everything up in love, light, and bliss because I've had dark nights of the soul. I've had times when everything has been falling apart, times where I didn't quite know what was next. I've had those doubts. I've had those fears. I've had anxiety. I've had, you know, name it. I've experienced it, but I've always gotten on the other side of it because I honored my own needs and my authenticity, and I loved myself. Loved myself. And I feel that that's the message so many of us just need to hear right now because there are huge energies on the planet that are shifting. There are days when life can feel chaotic and messy. There are days when life can feel peaceful and serene and you're energized and you're, you know, you're ready to go. You can take on the world. As you move through your own energies and you feel the energies of the planet or in your neighborhood or your family or your relationships, every area of life, look at how much energy you're giving back to yourself. How much are you loving yourself? How much are you validating yourself? How much are you giving to yourself in terms of positive reinforcement? Because you need that right now more than ever. So many of us do. And this is where we get stronger in our own energy fields, is that we get to the core of our energy, which is love, and we strengthen out from there. And when you come from a place, you don't need to walk in anybody else's footprints. You don't need to come anybody else's dance moves. You don't need to follow somebody else's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 method. Because you're owning your energy and you're saying, no, this is my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 method. That's this new world we're in. That's one of the joys of being alive right now and of being in our physical bodies is that we get to make more choices than ever before. It's dependent on how you deal with change and how you navigate that. But now is the time. Now is definitely the time. So when I have astrology sessions with clients, whether it's these MP3 recordings that are super popular or the one-on-one sessions, I look at your unique energy signature, where you are transforming your emotional needs, what you're here to contribute and do and offer, and give you an understanding you're needed right now, you're special, and there's a lot that's going on here beyond just our three-dimensional experiences, that you have so much support now. And I am not kidding you. I am seeing in some of my readings, so I'm clairaudient, I'm clairvoyant, and clairsentient. So I have different senses that come alive during different readings. And I am seeing more often than not people with so much divine support, not just through their spiritual team, but through other realms, through cosmic beings, through light sources, through, I can't even describe it all because it's quite complicated at times. But the idea is that, you know, we are so loved right now for being here, for going through these energy shifts, for being on the planet in human form. Did you know that there are billions of souls who want to be here? That's why there's so many people on the planet right now. That's why it's a gift to be here, even if some days it certainly doesn't feel that way. It is. And one of the ways that we can remember that is by looking at some of the beings in our lives who have passed. For me, that was one of my animals this summer. I could even start crying now because I still miss her so much, but one of my pets passed, and it was devastating. It rocked me to the core. She's been with me for 13 years, and if you had an animal for 13 years, you know it. They're an everyday presence. They're a routine. Sit on your lap. They follow you around. They beg you for dinner. I mean, you know, they're there. And when she chose to pass, it really affected me. And it made me appreciate this temporary state of the world we're in. You know, the fact that our bodies are temporary, our lives are temporary. And when you look at it in that way, you think, I don't have time to waste. I don't have the luxury of denying who I am because it goes by so fast. Because we say goodbye to our loved ones, we have a permanent experience here. And so when my dear little companion left, I mourned, I grieved. I probably will for a while because I will just miss her. But it also was a renewal, my commitment to myself. And it was like, Molly, you can't just hang out and waste time. Not that I do, but it's like it was a reminder that, no, there are things I'm here to do. There are ways I need to exert my energy. There are goals and projects and teaching, so much stuff that I want to contribute to humanity. Her, one of the gifts of her passing was reminding me of that. So think about it in your own life. You know, our human experiences are so short. And how much of that time do you want to spend playing it safe or restricting yourself or being caught up in dramas that don't serve best and highest good? How much time do you want to spend with that? And when you make that choice and that decision, you're making a commitment to your energy. I did this recently with a family drama where I chose to walk away. And I'll be honest with you, that wasn't my first instinct. And, you know, there was more things I could have said or gotten wrapped up in or whatever, but I didn't. And when I decided that I was done being a part of that energy, my activity soared. My energy went up through into the cosmos and beyond. I was claiming back my own power and my own energy, and I said, you know, that's not really what I want to choose. I have all these other things I want to focus on. I don't want to get wrapped up into all of that that I know so well. I want to spend my energy this way. And the reward, okay, maybe I didn't get the last word. Maybe I didn't say everything I had to say. Maybe, you know, X, Y, Z, right? That's all of our ego mind programming. But what I gained was beyond any of that. absolutely beyond any of it. We are choosing ourselves. Are you choosing yourself? Are you choosing your own words, your own talents, your own gifts, your own energy? Or are you verbally plagiarizing? Are you duplicating? Because you can. That's the thing. You can. There are people who will make hundreds of thousands of billions of dollars copying other people's products. Look at technology. Look at your computer, right? Microsoft was a leader. Apple has been a leader. All of their ideas and products and everything are duplicated. And what's wrong with that? Because it benefits more people. But when you think about the world of technology and computers, you probably think of the leaders. You think of the people who took a risk, whether that's Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, the dudes who invented Skype, the heads of Google. And there's always people who imitate, who follow up, who do what's been successful. That will not change. But if you're listening to this show, it's because there's a part of you that wants to create something new, that wants it to be your own, that wants to honor your own energy, that wants to follow a path, correction, create a path that's all your own. And we have more support than ever before for that, my friends. It's seriously something we can't even stand. It's in astrology, it's one of these major transits that we're experiencing right now. It's the Pluto in Capricorn square in Uranus and Aries energy. From 2012 to 2015, these two substantial planets make a connection seven times. This is a big deal. Any astrologer will tell you it's a big deal. In fact, they will make their fourth connection on November 1st, 2 days before an eclipse. Big shifts are happening now. And if you are wondering if you're all alone or if anyone else is feeling it, the answer is yes, others are feeling it. No, you are not alone. And the other thing is, like, you know what needs to shift. You know. And then this is the part of ourselves that comes up, and maybe you're afraid of being judged. You're afraid of somebody's reaction. You're afraid of X, Y, Z. That's your ego mind looking to control a situation, looking to maintain a certain level of survival. You know, that's what the ego mind is really wanting. It wants you to continue to flourish. And it comes from a very good place. And now is the time to open up beyond that and to get the encouragement for what you need, to get the validation for what you need. That's why I love doing astrology sessions, is because I give that to people. I say, this is what it's about right now, and this is what you need to do. And then it just takes on a whole new life. You have like a new lease on life. Keep going with what is new for you. Keep going with the shift you're moving through. It's one of the biggest energy periods of our lifetime. There will be more, but this is it. We're in it right now. We're in it. And that's why it's so big. But that's also why we need to be aware of our own messages. We need to be aware of our own ideas and gifts. And it could be that you're sitting at a board meeting or you're sitting behind a counter or doing something at work, and you get a new out-of-the-blue idea. And that is divine timing. There's something there. So please keep an eye on your own energy right now. I did a show earlier this month with Shannon Lackman, the psychic, where we talked about all these other areas of life, let's see, like drugs and, what did we say, drinking and, oh gosh, I forget everything we covered. But one of the main topics of that show was that you do have to go through the emotions as they come up. For example, you're feeling nervous about something or you're having anxiety or fears, it's okay to just feel those feelings and know that they'll pass. That's part of being authentic, hearing yourself, loving yourself through that. Those emotions are only temporary. That experience is showing you more about your own unconscious programming or giving you another opportunity to learn a lesson or claiming new paths in some area of your life. Check out that show. We had a lot of fun with that show, but it's also very realistic and practical. And, you know, you're not going to reach your ego mind. Your ego mind is in it for the long run. It's here. It's a part of the journey, and it's needed. I'm a big proponent of the ego mind, but just like anything, it has its place, has its strengths, and it has its weaknesses. So I did a show on this, and I'm going to see if I can find it. You can probably find it easiest on iTunes. But I did a show about the spiritual purpose of the ego and how it's needed. So check that out because it has some good information in it. Next week on the program, I'm going to be answering your top spiritual questions. Thank you for submitting those. You can still submit them until the Monday beforehand. Let me state that is, you can submit your questions until October 28th, and then I will answer them live here on the show. I'm also going to be doing a program on the astrology that's coming up, and then we're going to have some more guests later in November. There's a lot on. I have tons going on right now. I'm busier than ever because I have a lot I want to get out and share with you for the end of this year, as well as some other things that have been in the works for a while. So it's a very busy time. The energies are heightened. Things are moving. Flow with it. Go with it. Follow what you need to do. Trust yourself. If you have a ton on your plate right now, what I have found that works for me is I just follow the energy of it, meaning I try, and I still try this, and it always works. I try and prioritize certain tasks and energies. I try and use mind to solve my to-do list, and then I stress myself out. When I take a step back and just follow my natural energy of what I want to do, I'm more productive. So if you can do that, if you have that ability in your world to follow the energy where you wake up one day and you just know, okay, today I have to do this, and I won't worry about these things. That's part of what we're doing right now is we're trusting ourselves even more. We're following the energy. We're honoring what we need and what feels right. Stuff is happening faster because of that. So know that that's available to us right now and that it's supporting us as we own our authenticity and use our energy in brand new ways. It's an exciting, exciting time. I think that's it. You know, when I do these shows, I don't have any notes. I just talk. So I feel that this is complete for now. I hope that you got a lot out of this. I think this is a show that would be good to listen to again because there was a lot that was included, a lot of messages. But I hope it was all very supportive and loving and validating that it's time to be you and to really go for it, to really go for what is right for you. Thank you so much for your time today, my friends. As always, it's a joy to connect with you. The outro music that I play is called Moment for Life by Nicki Minaj, and I love this song because of the vibe of it, but I like the message of appreciating the moment of right now, of the specialness of this time, and just the positivity of it. So on that note, take care.
I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life.
for life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have this moment for life. My moment, I just feel so alive.